I really appreciate this verse. This morning I want to talk a little bit about singing. And this verse mentions two things. The word and singing. When you go out on morning revival, your personal time, you should have at least two materials with you. Number one, your Bible. Number two, your hymnal. You should have at least these two things. Or if you have your phone, they're both there. I've really been impressed lately. The brothers have impressed upon us the need for the Word in the morning. You need to get into the Word. We need to pray, read the Word. We need to strike the Word with our spirit, right? And also, I've also been appreciating a lot of your testimony. Many of you have come up and you were touched in the morning by a hymn, right? You've been singing. This is so good. This morning, I would like to kind of give to you two more practices you can add to your arsenal, or as Brother Ricky put it at the beginning of the week, your the menu you can choose from in the morning. Okay, I would like to suggest to you reading your hymnal and singing your Bible. Anybody tried that before? Okay, the hymnal. Anybody actually have a paper hymnal with them? Anyway, let me borrow that. This thing, this is a gold mine if you don't already know. This has the condensed experiences of many experienced Christians. Actually, I think it's like over 500 of these hymns are actually written by Brother Lee himself. Another 100, I think, 100 or so are written by Brother Nee. It's good, I think, even in the morning, to just read through the hymnal. Even a brother suggested to me, just read it through like your Bible, cover to cover, even start to read through. Because there's so many hymns here that we haven't even tapped into yet. Just read through it. And the Lord may touch you with a particular verse, a particular line. You can stop, muse on that line. Frequently I've had trouble with getting into the hymnal because I don't know the tune. There are two solutions to that. Number one, make one up. Number two, you don't have to sing it. You can pray it to the Lord, right? Pray the line. Second is singing the Bible. The ministry calls it sing reading. We like to sing. We like to read the Word. Let's do both at the same time. Okay? This was first actually introduced to me at these college trainings. I don't know if any of you serving ones were here during the Ephesians training. There was a brother that got up, took a verse, came up with a random tune from a hymn, crammed the two together, and sang the verse to us. It was, you know, the words didn't quite fit this song, but it was so enjoyable. I remember the verse was so fresh to me. So I began to practice singing the Word. We don't need to be poets or singers or anything of the sort. Just sing the Word. You don't have to get too much into your mind about it. For me personally, I began to actually have a little bit of trouble with this kind of cramming long verses into long tunes. So, one of the things that kind of, I've been practicing and kind of figured out in my kind of experimentation with this is you can just even take short phrases may touch you. In the midst of your pray reading, you know, like take for instance Colossians 3:16, you may be pray reading. Amen, Lord. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Sing with grace in your heart to God. Sing with grace in your heart to God. Sing with grace in your heart to God. Sing with grace into your heart to God. You can sing this to the Lord. Small phrase. Not that hard. You know, just take something, right? By the way, just a sidebar. Those of you saints that have been putting tunes to the verses that we've been getting into, those have been so enjoyable to me. Keep doing that. Back there, I think a couple of people with high-powered cameras I saw walking around. You guys should get together. Flood YouTube with that stuff. It's too much garbage on YouTube. We should sanctify YouTube with the Word of God. Amen. Anyway, for those of you who are a little conscientious, maybe you don't feel like you can sing, you're not very good at singing, the Lord, it doesn't really matter. You're singing not to yourself. You're singing with your heart to God. Amen. Your audience in the morning is the triune God. I appreciated what Paul brought out yesterday with the verse in Song of Songs. He just wants to hear your voice. Just open your mouth. Your voice is sweet to him, right? I was just thinking even an example of a little child, you know, when he's first learning to talk, it's just gurgly noises. No one cares. Everyone's just happy that he's making noise. You know? Do that again. The Lord wants to hear you. Psalm 100, verse 1. Does anybody know how that starts? Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Right? In the morning, make a joyful noise. Our morning revival time should be joyfully noisy. It might be a little bit hard here in the college training. We have to take care of our neighbors. We have to take care of one another. But even still, I would encourage you, just quietly to yourself, open your mouth, start to sing. Sing the word. Read the hymns. Pray, read the hymns. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, a brother named Ricky Scatterday once told me, he said, how we take care of morning times with the Lord early in the morning will determine where we will be in the next 25 years in our Christian life and in our church life. Lord Jesus. So we need to see the importance of having morning revival. What is morning revival? You know, morning revival is not a devotional book that you read to get revived early in the morning. You know, morning revival is not a religious duty. It's not a ritual that you do. Actually, morning revival is to touch a living person. Morning revival is just to have a date with Jesus. Actually, morning revival doesn't start until you say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Actually, this morning, how about we all together, we say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. You know, early in the morning, we need to learn how to build up a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. Lord Jesus, amen. You know, we also need to learn to be desperate to touch the Lord. Find the Lord in the morning. Not even just find the Lord, but even hunt for the Lord. You know, in Mark 1:36, the disciples went out to hunt for the Lord. Lord Jesus. But today, my real burden is this, is that as Christians, we need to learn how to cultivate to build up a habit of meeting the Lord early in the morning. You know, how much a person loves the Lord is judged primarily by the way he chooses between his bed and the Lord. Do you love your bed more or do you love the Lord more? If you love your bed more, then you sleep a little longer. If you love the Lord more, then you rise up a little earlier. Lord Jesus. You know, Watchman, he said, many children of God, they live a sick life, not because they have many spiritual problems, not because they lack consecration, power, love, and zeal. But actually, they cannot live the normal Christian life because they rise up too late. Lord Jesus. You know, even a famous servant of God named George Mueller, he said, the degree to which he was fed by the Lord in the morning determined his spiritual condition throughout the whole day. So actually, his spiritual condition depended on his fresh contact with the Lord early in the morning. So how much more do we need to touch the Lord in the morning? Lord Jesus. You know, even a very famous musician once said, if I skip practicing for one day, then I will notice. If I skip practicing for 2 days, then my friends will notice. If I skip practicing for 3 days, then my audience will notice. So if this is true in music, practicing music, how much more true it is in the spiritual lesson of rising up early to touch the Lord. Lord Jesus. You know, my testimony is that I grew up Catholic and then I got saved in high school at the age of 16. And then I graduated, I went to college, and I met the saints off the campus my freshman year. You know, during that time in my Christian life, it was up and down, you know, pretty dry. And I was just hungry for fellowship. You know, and But praise the Lord, a brother picked up a burden and he cared for me. And we had morning revival. And you know what time? At 6 in the morning. For 4 years, 6 in the morning, we had morning revival. He was an older brother and he had Parkinson's disease. And so, you know, during that time, I was in college, you know, I was sleeping late past 12. And so, you know, it was hard in the beginning. But praise the Lord, we need a companion, right? To wake us up early. Even this past semester, my young brother Lincoln right here, he would call me early in the morning and we would have morning revival. You know, we would touch the Lord. We would open to the Lord. We would sing to the Lord. We would praise the Lord. Lord Jesus. Amen. So, you know, get a companion, you know, to help you to be accountable, to meet the Lord early in the morning. You know, Washamani also said, every believer should learn to rise up early. Once they become loose in this matter, they become loose in everything, and everything will go wrong. What also touched me is that whenever we see a believer always going to bed late, we should be concerned. Why? Because always going to bed late is an indication that this person's intention is not to rise up early to touch the Lord. And what is also interesting is that throughout the whole Bible, the Lord never uses anyone who rises up late. Lord Jesus. Much spiritual loss has been missed because of us rising up late. And there are also many verses that tells us that God's faithful servants had the habit of rising up early in the morning to meet and fellowship with the Lord. For example, in Genesis chapter 19 verse 27, Abraham rose up early in the morning. In Genesis chapter 28, Jacob rose up early in the morning. In Exodus chapter 8, Moses rose up early in the morning. 1 Samuel 17:20, and David rose early in the morning. John 20 verse 1, and Mary rose early to the tomb. You know, if Mary didn't rose up early to the tomb, she would have missed the fresh manifestation of the Lord. In Mark 1:35, Jesus rose up early, and there he prayed. If Jesus rose up early, then we also need to rise up early to contact the Father. Lord Jesus. You know, we say we love the Lord, and we say we want to bring the Lord back, and we want to hasten the Lord's coming back. But how can we hasten the Lord's coming back if we sleep in, not touch the Lord in the morning, not meet the Lord in the morning? Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, by us waking up early in the morning, having fresh, intimate touch and fellowship with the Lord in the morning, we can have the vitality to become vitalizing members of the body of Christ. And, you know, by us enjoying the Lord early in the morning, by us contacting the Lord early in the morning, we can live a revived life, which enables us to bring others to the Lord. Lord Jesus. So if we struggle in this matter, we should pray, Lord, wake me up morning by morning. Lord, draw us, Lord. Draw us to spend time with you early in the morning. Oh Lord, help me to build up and cultivate this habit of first contacting you in the morning. Oh Lord, gain my first love. Lord, gain my best love. Gain the preeminence in my being. You know, now is the time in college to cultivate this habit of rising up early in the morning to touch the Lord. You know, in Hebrews 11, it says the Lord is a rewarder to those, right, who diligently seek him. So if we are faithful to diligently wake up in the morning to seek the Lord, he is faithful to meet us. And do what? He will enlighten us. He will shine on us. He would impress us. And he can touch us and give us an opportunity to speak to us. So during this time, our hearts are drawn near to God, and God draws near to us. Amen. So Lord Jesus, may the Lord gain our morning time.
Amen.
Amen.